We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to the fourth chapter of the Shaar HaYira, page Kuf Chaf Alef. Uchmo she'en la gvul l'chamuta, ken en la evar miyuchad u'zman miyuchad. Just as there's no limit to the amount of Yiras Shamayim, how God-fearing a person is going to be, so too it is not limited to a specific limb or a specific time. Aval tichlol kol ha'evarim chol ha'zmanim. It encompasses every limb in our body in all times. The way a person squints, the way a person shakes his head, the way a person moves, they can all be a reflection, they could all be a part of the awe he has of heaven. And at every moment, a person can be a reflection of Yiras Shamayim, or lack thereof. Although there is a place which is more specified, which is singled out more than other places for being a God-fearing person, although God-fearing, being a Yirei Shamayim, is consistent, should be consistent in a person's life, but there is a unique place where it has more expression, and that is in a place where we focus ourselves to learning Torah, to praying. The place is, you take a shul, you take a synagogue, you take an academy, a place where we learn Torah, Beis Medrash. So those are places where we focus ourselves on our relationship with Hashem. Tefillah is our expression to Hashem, Torah is Hashem's expression to us. And as such, those are places where Yirat Shamayim is more focused. Umkomot asher shorta shchina aleha b'yamim rishonim, and other places where God singled those places out to reveal Himself, such as the Temple Mount. We say there are places like Jacob realized when he was on the Temple Mount, he said, how awesome is this place? This place is awe-inspiring. This is a place where I should have more Yiras Shamayim. For this is the house of God. This is the gates to heaven. So, we say there is the constant Yirat Shamayim that is relevant at all times and to all limbs. And then there are unique places which should bring out a greater expression of Yirat Shamayim, the places of connection to Hashem, the Beit Knesset and the Beit Midrash. Al kenata ben Adam, therefore you, man, al tiyekesus keferet denavin. Don't be, we'll use some clean language, don't be a mule who lacks understanding. Aval tachin, what? Pered is a mule. Sus is a horse, pered is a mule. But there's another word that would fit better if we weren't so vigilant about our language. Aval tachin atzmecha, aval tachin libecha, but rather a person should focus, prepare his heart, letitbonen b'malat ha'makom she'ata olech. And a person should take note of where he is. Ki shem Hashem nikra alav. For there are places where God's name is called upon the place. If a person is standing at the Kotel and he doesn't feel differently, then there's something lacking in his understanding. If a person walks into a synagogue and he doesn't feel differently, there's something lacking in his understanding. The Yebach HaShama Be'achna'a, when a person enters places like this, a person should enter with a greater level of subservience to his Creator. B'shiflut Einayim, his eyes should reflect his humility. B'chiyal Birkayim, technically, he should walk in bowing. Bin filat apayim. Technically, his face should be bent down. Lo kevachal betcha v'chadar eichalecha. You don't walk into shul. You don't walk in there as though you're walking into a home that you own, as though you're walking into your own chambers. A person should recognize he's walking into the house of God. And his gait, his whole being should be reflective of that understanding, that he is entering a place where Hashem's name is declared on that place. There's a greater representation of Hashem at that place, and so the Yirat Shamayim should be with greater expression over there.